Okay, good evening, everyone. So before going back to Hilchos Shabbos, which as Hashem tend to do, I wanted to spend at least this week discussing a topic of Zmanim, which is Nogea throughout the year, but becomes more acutely Nogea during the warmer months, the summer months, when people daven earlier on Friday, or many people do. And even during the week, since it gets dark very late, it becomes more of a question about how early one could possibly daven. So I'll just give it a half a minute. I want to talk a little bit. Hashem will go back soon to Hilchos Shabbos, but I wanted to first discuss a little about the parsha of Zmanim, Zman Mincha, Zman Mariv, Zman Yom, Zman Laila, and how it affects our ability to, the appropriate time for us to be davening those two tefillahs during the week and on Friday night. So the Mechaber in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, this is towards the end of the second Chelek of Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber says, "Mi shehispal tefilas mincha lachashe shos umechzu l'malo yotza." He's talking first about the earliest time. The earliest time, if you daven mincha any time after 6.5 hours in the day, you're yotze. V'ikr zman b'teisha shos umechzu l'malo ad halayla. B'teisha shos umechzu. The main zman, however, is beginning with 9.5 hours in the day. That's what we call mincha katana as opposed to mincha gedola. Okay, it says, till when? Ad halayla, l'rabbanan. You could daven till night, l'rabbanan, u'l'rabbi Yehuda ad plaga mincha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, till plaga mincha, shehu ad sof yud alef shos chas revia. So the idea is that there's a machlokas in the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda as to what is the end of the day and the beginning of the night. And let's start with Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the day ends before night, before what we would call night. The day, the day from a halachic perspective ends at plag hamincha. What does plag hamincha mean? So plag means a half, or a part or half. And plag hamincha, half of Zman Mincha. So Zman Mincha, we said the Iker Zman Mincha is the last 2.5 hours in the day. It's from 9.5 hours till 12 hours. That means the Iker Zman Mincha is 2.5 hours in the day. So plag hamincha is the last 1.25 hours, half, cutting that time in half. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Zman to daven mincha ends 1.25 hours. And when we say an hour, we mean a shah zman is halachic hour and a quarter before night. Okay, and we'll have to define, how to figure out that hour and a quarter and what does night mean, but let's just get the base of machlokas first. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is the end of the day, that is the latest time to daven mincha. And after that, it's at nighttime, you could daven ma'ariv. And whereas the Chachamim are chaylik with Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that Zman Mincha, the day, and consequently Zman Mincha, goes until what we consider, what we would call Laila, what we call night, and only after that is Zman Ma'ariv. So it comes out that there's machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan about the last 1.25 hours of the day. Is it okay to daven mincha then still, but not ma'ariv? That's the Rabbanan shita. Or no, is it no longer okay to daven mincha? You passed, you missed man mincha at that point, but it's now Zman Ma'ariv. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. Now, in terms of, before we again get into the details of what that time is exactly, who does the halacha follow? The Mechaber starts off saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's this way. You don't often find that the Shulchan Aruch, right, that he's quoting the Tanoim. he often brings down two shitas, but he doesn't. But here he actually attributes it to the Tanaim. He says, according to the sheet of the Rabbanan, it's this way till night. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only to plag mincha. The Asikna, the Mechaber, then continues and says, the conclusion is, I mean, the Gemara's conclusion, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, u the Ovid Kamar Ovid, that there's no clear hachra in this machlokas. The Gemara is not machria and saying that one is correct over the other, and therefore the Ovid Kamar Ovid, one who goes like this shita Ovid, it's a mahalach, an acceptable mahalach, and one who goes like the other shita is an acceptable mahalach. Says the Mechaber, "V'hu shi'asa la'olam kechad minayu." But that's provided that you always follow one of them. She'em osik rabbanan u'mispalu mincha laila. If you will follow the rabbanan and you will take advantage of even the last part of the day to still daven mincha, shuvei niyachol mispalu arbis miplagim mincha l'mala. Then you can't daven marav. Then you can't daven marav miplagim mincha l'mala. And on this, explains the Mishnah Berurah, we don't just mean that day. The Mechaber doesn't just mean to say that if on that particular Tuesday, that Tuesday evening, you daven mincha late in the day, before night, but late in the day, within the last hour and a quarter, so now make sure you don't daven marav till night. No, he doesn't mean that for sure. But he means more than that. He says, La'olam kechad perish shelo yinhog pam kachu pam kach. You shouldn't sometimes... some days follow this shita and daven mincha late, and then other days, you know what? I'll daven marav then. No, mishum dehavi tarti disaster, because then it's a contradictory. You're acting in following two contradictory malchim. Afilu lamachar, even if the next day, meaning if on Monday you daven mincha, 20 minutes before nighttime, or even more than that, within the last hour and a quarter before nighttime. So on Tuesday, you can't go ahead and daven marav then, because you conducted yourself according to the opinion that it's still day, so you can't make it night. And he says, obviously, one day, within one day, but saying even if it's not a question of within one day, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So if you go like the Rabban, Yidav Mincha late, you shouldn't have Marav then. Vimosik Rabbi Yehuda, continue with the Mechaber. If you do like Rabbi Yehuda, Mispal Arvis Plaga Mincha Lamal, and you do Davin Marav after Plaga Mincha before night, Tzarech Lizar Shle Yispal Mincha Be'el Shev. Be careful not to Davin, not to mean never to Davin Mincha during that time. Okay, so let's now define that time. What does it mean by an hour and a quarter before night? What does night mean? We know that there's we have different words and different stages that we associate with night. There's shkia, which is sunset, and there's following shkia there's a period called Bein HaShemashos. Between sunset and actual nightfall, and then there's Tesa Kochavim, which is nightfall. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down here that there are two opinions in the Achronim, two very significant opinions in the Achronim as to how to figure out the Zman of Plag Mincha, meaning Plag Mincha is an hour and a quarter. First of all, a halachic hour means a twelfth of the day. But what's called the day? Meaning, from what point, what's the start of the day, and what's the end of the day? So there are two shitas. The first shita, which the Mishnah Berurah brings, because it's the shita of the Mechaber himself and others, is that the day starts at dawn, before sunrise. And let's just, and even this, of course, the Machlokas, exactly, how long, when is dawn, how long before, but let's for simplicity's sake work with the shita that it's 72 minutes before Nates. That's one opinion. So let's work with that dawn will be 72 minutes before Nates, and according to this shita, Laila refers to Tesa Kochavim, which we'll call 72 minutes after sunset. So you take that period of time from dawn until Seisak HaChavim, you divide that into 12 parts. Each part is an hour. And Plag HaMincha will be an hour and a quarter, meaning one and a quarter of those parts before Seisak HaChavim.
So if the day, let's say the day is 12 hours long, and you take then from that, you add 72 and 72 minutes.
You mean when you say the day, you mean let's say from sunrise to sunrise, let's say sunrise is 6 o'clock and sunset is 6 p.m.
Yes, so okay. You will have to add to that math 72 minutes and 72 minutes to have all the duration of the day, they divide it in 12.
Right, right, exactly. So it'll come out that the hours will be a little bit more than 60 minute hours because you have an additional 144 minutes, which you're dividing up, you know, 12 parts, which is 12,
like
right?
72, yeah. Like
12 by the time 72
12. Minutes at each hour.
Exactly, because you're adding 12 minutes onto each hour, so each hour will be 72 minutes. So then, on a day like that, I think by the equator, it's always that way, right? By the equator,
it's almost always like that. It moves like 20, half an hour on the year.
Even I think Mamsh by the equator. I don't know if it moves that. I remember my
post the, yeah. Because the equator.
Yeah, like yeah. When I lived in Panama, the sunset and the sunrise didn't move at all. Like half an hour during the year, it's yeah. Never like 9:30 or 6:05. Never.
Six, right. Okay. Yeah. But there's some places where mincha across, you know, throughout the year is a quarter to six exactly because sunset is 6 o'clock and that's it. There's no, you know, doesn't make a difference what day. Okay. So let's take a day like that though, where it's sunrise is six and sunset is six, and so according to the shita, you would add, as I said, you were starting from dawn and going till seis. So each hour is 72 minutes. So then plaga mincha, well, seis according to this would be 7:12, right? 7:12 p.m. And plaga mincha would be 6 o'clock, right? That's what would come out.
Plaga. I thought it's 72 minutes. It's an hour. I thought it was an hour and a quarter before.
It's an hour and a quarter, not an hour and 12 minutes. An hour and a quarter, so if an hour is 72 minutes, what's a quarter of 72? 18?
Like 17 or something.
17 and change. Okay, so, is it 18? Yeah, 18. 17 plus 10 tenths. Okay. So that means that plaga mincha would be 7:12 minus an hour and 18 minutes. So it would be six minutes before six, right? All right. I take over an hour. I mean, from 7:12 back to 6 o'clock is an hour and 12 minutes. Move back another 6 minutes. So 5:54. Plaga mincha will be five on that day. Will be five according to the sheet of plaga mincha. Will be 5:54. And which would mean that if you're following Rabbi Yehuda, and according to this calculation, you would only be allowed to daven mincha until 5:54, and after 5:54, it's mamish ma'amarav. And according to Rabbanan, you could daven mincha, well, technically according to the shita, till laila, but we'll see about that also, till laila, and then only after that marav. Okay, but so the first shita divides it that way. The second shita, which the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Vilna Gaon and many other Gedolim, and even Rishonim, Shulta Giborim, Lechem Chamudus, Lewish, they were all before the Vilna Gaon, but the Vilna Gaon is very much behind the shita as well, is that you divide the day from sunrise to sunset. Sunrise to sunset, 12 equal parts, and Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter, meaning one and a quarter parts before Shkia, before sunset, not before Seisak HaChavim, before sunset. And that's Plaga Mincha. So it'll come out on this same six to six day that each hour will be 60 minutes and Mela Plaga Mincha will be at a quarter to five, right? 4:45 in the afternoon would be Plaga Mincha. It's an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Okay, that is. Those are the two shitas in figuring out plaga mincha. Now, okay, so how do we go? Well, I mean, the truth is, we definitely rely in a lot of the various halacha. We rely on this second shita, divided from sunrise to sunset. For example, let's take. Let's take a minion here even in the Kollel and in many places on a Friday afternoon. Now, we'll explain soon that Friday afternoon is a little different. You could be a little bit more makel in some of the things we said till now, but we'll get back to that, Mitzvah Shem. But the fact is, there's a minyan here which davens during the summer after Pesach, davens mincha before plag hamincha, and then goes on to Kabbalah Shabbos and Mariv, which will be after plag hamincha. So that minyan is always scheduled for approximately 20 minutes before the plag, based on this second cheshbon, the cheshbon of sunrise and sunset, not based at all on the cheshbon of dawn to tzeisik chavin. And that, so plag l'mashal around now these days is just after 6:30. I think yesterday was 6:32 plag mincha, and so mincha here on a Friday afternoon will be, you know, then would be somewhere between 6:10 and 6:15, and marav, and then they go on, you know, Kabbalah Shabbos and marav will certainly be after 6:32, considerably after. Whereas if you would go feed the other cheshbon, it comes out much later. I believe it comes out that plag mincha comes be somewhere around 7:30. And which would mean that if you followed another cheshbon, you wouldn't be davening Mariv till after 7:30. And so the idea of early Shabbos would take a hard hit. You know, you lose, it wouldn't be quite as early as it is now. Okay, so it's a big shaila though in terms of plag mincha around the year. There are other times that plag mincha is utilized, and it's a big shaila which plag mincha we can rely on. Like many shape, for example, when it comes to halakas near Chanukah, where the din is that if a person is in a pinch and he can't be home at the regular zman, he's allowed to light near Chanukah from plag mincha on. But many say that that's only from the plag based on the later plag based on the first calculation from dawn to dusk, dawn to tzitzik chavim, which makes it. It comes out much later, and then it comes out during the winter times. At least in I know in New York it comes out that way. Here, I'm not sure, but it comes out that there's very very little difference between plag and shkia. I think it's like a 3 minute difference between, which is similar.
Over here though, for example, on the Friday night meeting, the cold dog is an hour before shkia.
In the early meeting does, yes. So what's bothering you is that, but we said you have to be consistent throughout the week, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I alluded that there's a difference. We'll get back to that. That there is a difference when it comes to Erev Shabbos. We'll get back to this. But yeah, the early minyan, we'll finish. We'll start Maariv and they'll finish Maariv. Yeah, before Shkia. I mean, the second minyan doesn't. The second minyan starts 20 minutes before Shkia, and the first minyan is done. Is finished before the second minyan starts. And if you daven in the first minyan, you could be home and sitting down making kiddush, you know, before shkia, if everything's ready at home. Yeah. Okay. So what we've seen is that so far we've seen that the Shulchan Aruch says you have to be consistent, and the Mishnah Berurah explains what he means is you have to be consistent even from day to day. You can't choose just, you know, one day I'll follow this shita and one day I'll follow that shita. So therefore, really, for a person, for a minyan that davens during the regular weekdays, a minyan that davens Mariv after plag, before nightfall, but before nightfall, like the Rabbana, after plag, should lechora only be attended by people who do throughout the year are makpid to daven mincha before plag. In other words, if you want to be able to daven Mariv now at 6:35, we mentioned plag. Even if you go with the more lenient version of plag, and we say the plag comes out to be just after 6:30, and you want to daven minyan with Mariv, the minyan that starts Mariv at 6:35, counting on based on the fact that it's after plag, but lechera you should only be entitled to do that if it's your practice to never daven mincha after plag. You're throughout the year, you're consistent, you always daven mincha before the Zman of Plag Mincha. That's, you know, I don't think there are, that's a common thing for people to do, because especially during the winter months when the days are shorter, I think it's very common that people are davening Mincha close to Shkia, and even this, in the summer as well, many people have mincha close to Shkia. It's very common. There aren't that many. There are early mincha minyan. There'll be a 2 o'clock minyan. The call is a 2:15. There'll be, you know, there are scattered minyanim earlier, but the standard or the common minyan is close to Shkia, and certainly it's common for people to daven then. But so if a person does daven then there wouldn't seem to be any justification to electively and by choice go to a minyan that's davening Maariv before nightfall, even if it's after plag. Now, I say by choice. Well, I mean as opposed to, let's say a person has no choice. Let's say for either he's in a place where that's the only minyan in town. There's only one minyan in the town, and that's what they're doing. They daven mincha before plag and Maariv after plag, before Shkia, before nightfall. Or let's say it's a situation where a person, it's not the only minyan in town, but he, on a particular day, he cannot get to a later minyan. It's going to be completely, it's out of his control. Maybe he's catching a flight at night, and he could just come, make it to the that minyan, and then go off. But if he doesn't daven then, he'll have to daven b'chidus. He could daven, but I've done b'chidus. So what's better to do? Is it better to daven at the minyan that's davening early, and be inconsistent because he, you know, oftentimes davens mincha that time, or should he know, just be consistent, not daven marav then, and he'll daven marav later. Be chidus. So I guess the first question is, well, before we get to that, let's discuss, are you yotzei? Let's say a person who does daven mincha sometimes after plaga mincha, we said he can't daven marav then, but let's say he does, is he yotzei? If he's not yotzei, then that will answer our question very easily. what should he do if it's the only minute count? If he's not yotzei, he don't daven there. Question. So the Shulchan Aruch says he is yotzei. The Mechaber says that, because the Mechaber says like this, Va'achshav, nowadays, Shenog, L'spal, Tfilas, Mincha, Alayla, Ein, L'spal, Tfilas, Harav, Kodesh, Shkia, Zechana. You shouldn't daven Maariv before Shkia. And the Mishnah Berurah says, he doesn't really mean what we call Shkia. He basically means you should not daven Maariv before Tzeis, as Mishnah Berurah explains. V'im b'dievet, L'spal, Tfilas, Harav, Yiplag, Mincha, L'mala, Yata. But b'dievet, if he person did that, even though he's no way to daven Mincha, Alayla, but the Eved, he daven Maariv after plag before night, he's yotzei. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah says you are yotzei. So,
are there other shittas that have the consistency?
Other shittas what?
You said that Shulchan Aruch holds that we have to be consistent. Is that what Kuli Alma?
Pretty much. Let's leave it that for now. Pretty much, maybe we'll. I mean, certainly in the Mishnah Berurah's world, there's no other option. It's really right. The Gemara says it's right. The Gemara says you can daven Gemara, daven Gemara, daven. But who she is alone kachad minayu. Right. Okay. Okay. So. Gemara brachas here. We'll pause for 1 second. Let's take a look at the Gemara for a moment. Those are the two shittas. Let's see. That lush is not from the Gemara. The Gemara says, here, Hashta delo itmar hilchasa lo kamar velo kamar, the ovid kamar ovid, the ovid kamar ovid. That's all the Gemara says. The ovid kamar ovid, the ovid kamar ovid. Okay. Oh, come on. So the Mechaber says that you'd be yotzi b'di'evit if you davened Maariv early, even though you other times daven Mincha at that time. Okay, so then our question comes back. So what do you do if you have no? Is it worth doing that to daven b'tzibur? Because he says. He says two things. He says, first of all, Yotzi b'di'evit. He says, B'shas hadchak, Yochel espal tzilo sarvaz yiplakim minchum hal. B'shas hadchak, if it's a shas hadchak, you could daven them, even though you normally daven mincha them. Right. So on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, but for sure, you should only do that if at least on that day, at least you daven mincha early before plag. Within that day, you can't do. Okay, so now the question of a minyan, he really addresses later in Simon Reish Lamed Hey. In Reish Lamed Hey, there's a Sharatzian. Sif Katan Tez Zayin. Rish Lamed is talking about Hilchas Maariv, and there, you know, gets into the same. This discussion comes up again. So over there, the Mishnah Berurah says that in the Sharet Zion, he says if the stating he's the Mishnah Berurah says here that Vafilu Miplaga Mincha Lamala. You can't daven el lemish espal mincha kodem plag el espal mincha marav vaychabal. If that says that, daddy. So, and okay. Then later, there's another mishpura test. Well, on the mishpura on the sharatzian tezayin, he says v'im ein lo asara balayla espal imam. If you won't have a minion at night, nochon espal imat sibor gam lechatchilim mibod yom. According to the derech chaim, then you should daven with the tzibor. If you won't have a minyan at night, this is your only chance for davening with a minyan, so you should daven marav with them. But he says, but only provided that day at least you did not daven mincha achar plag. Because if you daven mincha after plag on that day, then forget it. It's not even, then you can't even do it for a minyan. You just have to wait till nighttime and daven by yourself at night.
If a person follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, every day of the year, when possible, why do they need to repeat the Shema afterwards at night?
Because when the Gemara passes the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, it could be only Lagabi Tefillah. Lagabi Tefillah, which is the Rabbanon, the Samech and Rabbi Yehuda. But Lagabi Kriya Shema, which is a Din Daraisa, so we're. And there's a question in the Rishon also whether Rabbi Yehuda himself meant it, because Krishma also, which is telling him b'shachbacha, maybe that's not doesn't just go by day and night in the same, like, because we know like Krishma in the morning also you can't just do it throughout the day, it has to be b'shach, it has to be b'kumecha, so b'kumecha has a certain thing, so b'shachbacha also may have a certain time, it may not start when night starts, even if night's, you know, go through Yehuda. Okay.
Okay, so
we have from the Mishnah Berurah that if you have no option to daven with a minyan other than davening after plag mincha, so even if you daven mincha sometimes in other days you daven mincha, then you could still daven with a minyan. And However, if you daven if that very day you daven mincha after plag, then no, then just you have to miss out on the minyan. You still have to. You must wait till after tzeis and daven in. In the Igros Moshe, in the second chelik of Aruch Chaim, at the end of a tshuva simen samach, where he's discussing the the proper time of davening Maariv. So he writes here that he doesn't quote this Shartzim, but he writes Legabi this shail of whether you should daven early, meaning after plag before night, in order to gain tefillah b'tzibur. He says ein baru kolkach the tefillah b'tzibur odif af bazeh. It's not so clear that tefillah b'tzibur is would take precedent and tell you to daven early when you normally don't. And he says, "V'rashoi hayochel lahamtin arachat hesukah chavim gam etfila." A person could choose to do otherwise. And then he says, "V'afim nefakpik bazeh v'neim eshiyosu tovlus pala betzibur mishem malas tefila betzibur." If you say that, well, no, maybe it's better to do it rather than miss tefillah b'tzibur. He says, okay, so daven Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur, but don't say kriyishma and berachas kriyishma. Just join them for Shmoneh Esrei. And at night you'll say Berachas Kriyishma. Now, normally we don't do that because there's a mitzvah of being Somech Gula Tfila. But we know at night Gula Tfila doesn't have the same status as during the day. During the day, Gula Tfila is like the first consideration. We never start davening with Shmoneh, even if you're really late and you run into the only minion and then getting up to Shmoneh Esrei. You don't just say, okay, I'll daven Shmoneh Esrei and then I'll go back and say Kriyishma. You can't do that in the morning. You have to. Somech Gula Tfila takes precedence over tefillah b'tzibur. At Maariv, it's not that way. At Maariv, if it's your only minyan, you're late and it's the only minyan, you just got off a plane and you ran to the neighborhood and you come into the shul and they're getting up to Shmoneh Esrei, so you daven Shmoneh Esrei with them, daven Shmoneh Esrei, and then you go back afterwards and you say over Kriya Shema with the brachas. So
is that a problem? You can mafsi.
No, because once you have to be some gula tefillah, but not tefillah gula. So here Rav Moshe is saying, in a case like this, says Lachar, if you have to daven early because it's your only minion, and if you want to say that it's more important to daven tzibur, says okay, but but maybe you shouldn't daven kriyishma. So daven with the tzibur, you'll get tefillah tzibur, fine. But kriyishma with the brachas, maybe you should say later. Yeah, even the Vilna Gaon in the Maaser Avos, where the Vilna Gaon held to do that always, meaning anytime you're not davening bisman mamish, meaning even if it's after shkia, if it's not bisman mamish, then it's better to daven. To daven bechidus, or at least daven, or only daven kriyish, daven tefila, and not say kriyishma before the zman. Yeah, he held even daven bechidus more. Okay, but what I want to say, definitely want to get in about Shabbos. Okay, so let's discuss. For Lagabi Shabbos, there's a bigger kula. Lagabi Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah discussed in Simen Reish Samach Zayin that there a person's conduct doesn't have to be consistent throughout the week as long as consistent within that day. Meaning, even if during the week you'll off any or on other weeks on Friday as well, you'll daven mincha after plag, like we do. Nevertheless, as long as on this and any given Friday you're careful to daven mincha before plag, then you could go ahead and daven Maariv after plag in order to bring in Shabbos early. You're allowed to do that, and even though you're davening before and even before shkia.
After plag, before shkia. Let's say mincha is after plag.
No, so that if mincha is after plag, then the Mishnah says you can't. He brings a daya that wants to be mekel even there. That even if you didn't daven mincha till after plag, on Erev Shabbos you can still daven Maariv before. But he says you should not rely on that. Unless Maariv's at least after shkia. The Maariv's after shkia, so even though you daven mincha after plag, that you could do. Okay, so there's other things to rely on. The question was asked before if there's any other opinion, and I hedged a little bit because I didn't really want to get that right now. But according to Mishnah Berurah, that's it's not the right thing to do. According to Mishnah Berurah, this is not the right thing to do. It's typically we follow the Mishnah Berurah. Now I should point out there are some minyanim that will work with the other calculation of plag. Like I mentioned, you know, there's another way the Shulchan Aruch calculates plag from Amud Shachar till Tzitzik Chavim, and it comes out much later. So there are some minyanim that work with that. You know, they want to daven early. They don't want to wait.
You go by the first sheet.
I'm sorry.
You go by the first sheet that we're calculating.
Right. So because this way it's not super early, but they're not waiting until mamish late. So lamashal, the plag of mincha comes out about 7:30 now. So if they daven, even if they daven mincha 7 or shortly after 7, and they have a nice Kabbalah Shabbos until they get to Maariv, it's very likely to be after 7:30. So okay, so they may be some. You might not really. Some shuls that have multiple minyanim will list. They'll have a minyan that they have an early minyan based on the plag according to the second calculation. Then early Shabbos based on plag and the first calculation. Then tefillah bezman. And you know some, but shuls. Not every shul labels it, but you don't know. Like some shuls, they may be, you know, have a proper cheshbin, but it's not based on the plague that we're familiar with. We're familiar with the early plague, right? You know, plague of Mitzvah is 6:30 or so. We're familiar with that, but they may be working. So it's not, they're not necessarily davening Tarat Tzatzri, but there are there are places that do daven what Mishnah Berurah calls Tarat Tzatzri. Yes, there are, and I mean you can take a look in Siman Reish Samach Zayin, Siman Reish Samach Zayin, Siv Katan Gimel. He brings. He says, "V'yesh omrim debitzibur yesh lahakel l'spalam marav mi ba'od yom afim hispalam mincha acha plaga mincha." So there are yesh only that. Mishnah Berurah says, "V'nirali she'ein lismoch hazeh, don't rely on this rock hashem hispalam marav al kol panim b'mein hashmashos," meaning after shkiyas zechava. "U'v'shas adchak aval lo kishu adayin v'ad hayom," which is before shkiyah. So he says only b'shas adchak, and even then only after shkiyah. So, you know, he definitely does endorse it, but okay, there are you know others that he's bringing. I think the Derech HaChaim here, as they says, yeah, the Derech HaChaim. He does quote the Derech HaChaim. Okay, but even according to Mishnah Berurah, it's as long as you're consistent within that day, you could do it. That's the same Sivka Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Afilo anog in l'spal amar bezmana u'tam l'spal b'lel shas b'yom u'bavad shem yiplagim in chveilach." Etc. And then he says, "Achanoa can yizor al kolponim bearav Shabbos spalam mincha kodem plagim mincha." Make sure at least that you do the right thing. Okay, so that many people rely on, and that's how a minion like in the kol, that's how they'll have it early minion on Friday, and it's not expecting only people who daven mincha before plagim mincha throughout the year, but as long as in that day they're consistent. But it would come out according to the Shabbos. Let's say a person comes to early minion and he's late. And he comes in and he missed mincha, and he wants a chaper and daven mincha, but it's after plag already, and so he really shouldn't do it. Or, and if a person's, let's say, in a community where he goes away for Shabbos, and the community that all they have is a minion that's doing that in a way that's Tarat Tzatzri, even according to either cheshbon, they're not making either cheshbon of plag. It's Tarat Tzatzri. So what some tell the person to do is, so daven mincha with them betzibur, and then mariv daven yourself later. This way daven after tzitzik ochavim, daven bizman. You can go home, you can mekabel Shabbos, and you know, with whoever you're with, the family you're eating with, you may have to make a hecker for yourself, a reminder that you, because depending on what time you're starting, but it could be you're starting the meal early enough that it's not even a half hour within tzeis, so you could mekabel Shabbos, start the meal, and daven mariv later. You don't have to daven marav before you just go to mekabel Shabbos. It's one's not telling the other. It's like any other night that, you know, you shouldn't start a meal before Kriya Shema unless it's at least a half hour before, or you have some sort of system of a shomer. But if you do that, then you could start. There are people that do that l'chatchila. They want to you know, start Shabbos earlier for the kids and everything. Right, but they don't want to daven marav so early, or even they don't even want to. They'd rather get the, you know, they can start early if they don't go to shul. They can start the meal right after the plag of mincha, when the shul's first starting lechun aran al Hashem. They're sitting down, they're saying Yom HaShishi, and they're starting right after the plag of mincha. They're making kiddush, and then they'll go and they'll catch a regular minion. A regular minion that daven's marav is man, without a problem. The meal will be finished, the kids fall asleep, and then they go out to Daven Erev.
What it sounds contradictory. Like, for one part, they are saying that it's Shabbat, so they're fulfilling the obligation of Kiddush and Sevda, but at the other time, they're also saying that it's not time for to pray.
It's time that you could pray. It doesn't mean you have to. I didn't Daven Erev yet. I'm not saying it's not time. I just didn't do it yet. The fact that you didn't do it yet doesn't mean it's not the right time. Okay. I'll Daven later. It's not convenient for me to Daven now, so I'll Daven later. So that's okay. It's 100% Shabbos. Their Shabbos is longer than my than your Shabbos or my Shabbos. They start Shabbos the first minute. And they sit down, make Kiddush, and go out. You just have to remember, don't fall asleep at the table. When all the kids fall asleep and his wife falls asleep, you have to make sure he doesn't fall asleep. That's the only problem.
I don't know if this is a fair question.
In Klai
Yisrael,
is it annoying
to be consistent? Yeah, I'm not sure. I grew up in New York, so I think
they're applying
me, but I'm not sure.
During the week or on Friday?
During the week.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I know. In the Ashkenazic world, I don't think it's so common, except in places where it's really late. You know, places like in England, some place in England or something. Yeah, where it's, you grew up with Newark, is it?
In Brooklyn.
Okay, in Brooklyn, you know, it's a big place. Could be there are some, you know, also, I don't know. In the Ashkenazic world, it is not common to do that. There's a minion here or there.
Is the Yiddish world or the Sephardic world?
No, the Sephardic world is much more common for some reason to do that. But in the Ashkenazic world, it is not common to do that. And as we're seeing, I mean, it doesn't really seem to be the right thing to do unless a person has no choice, right? Even if he's no other minion, it's not so bar. If he has a choice, for sure not. If the evidence, I would say, or Shaschak. But if anybody, even if it's just a question of minion, not minion, so the Mishnah brings to the Derech HaChaim that, yeah, okay, if it's a question of minion, so do it as long as you're consistent within the day. But Moshe seems that, love Davka, you know, either way. Okay, this is the base. There's more to